you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to Casual Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
Tracy, this whole week was Wacky Spy Week.
It was. Fritz Duquesne.
Yeah, who is somebody that I have wanted to talk about for several years and just kind of kept back burnering it, partially because his life has a lot to pick through.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very busy man, and I wanted to make sure that I had time to really, like, read up on as many of the shifts in his life as I could. And you were actually out last week, so that gave me a little extra time when we weren't recording where I could do some of that. So that is why we ended up with a two-parter on Fritz Duquesne. I mentioned at the end of our second episode about him that I am psychologically fascinated by him, because I always wonder, in the case of someone who, even before they are doing it for any sort of wartime spy or sabotage reason, starts kind of telling yarns about who they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is their sense of self? How do they self-identify when they are lying alone at night in the dark? Like, I will never know, but I always wonder that, which is why I think people like him are so appealing.
Yeah.
There is another part of his story that I did not go into in the show, because eventually you have to start cutting things for time or you end up down long explanatory rabbit holes. He had a woman in his life from very early on, this woman named Lillian Linding. And it seems they were probably at some point linked romantically, but they also were best friends. And so a lot of what we do know about him kind of comes from his letters to Lillian, which is fascinating. He has one of those lives that, of course, as you're reading it, you're like, this would be a great movie. And I know who should play him. And this would be amazing. But I actually think what would be really fascinating as a take on that would be his letters back and forth with Lillian, because they are a little more intimate. There are some towards the end of his life where he is feeling his age, but he's also talking about, like, there's one letter that I read where he talks about getting lost when he is in New York, even though he has known New York his whole life, but he gets a street in Brooklyn and a street in, I think, Queens with the same name confused, and he ends up on the wrong train. tells her about this whole ordeal of how it took him everywhere all over the city. This is when he was living in the nursing home. And then he had to remember exactly where the nursing home was. But at the end, there is this very sort of sweet part of it where he talks about how proud he is that he can still get around and figure it out, even if it's a big mess. And that, like, he fought through it, even though it was one of the most miserable days of his life. And to me, that stuff is where all of the interesting lives.
We didn't talk about this in the episode at all. But he, in especially the earlier, like, big game hunting, living in South Africa, like the sort of hyper masculine persona.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a whole thread.
It is. I mean, that's it's one of those things, like, when you get into even the Roosevelt stuff, I mean, that's what he's selling, right? Is like, I'm the actual man you are trying to go live the life of, which is a as you said, that's a whole thread.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it is really, really fascinating. There are it's easy to find a lot of sympathetic sounding articles when you talk about the occupation of Transvaal, in particular by the British, on the side of the Boers, because they are just defending their way of life. That life involves slavery.
Yeah.
Slave trade. Like, it's very funny. I mean, you will even find pretty modern write-ups where they're like, you know, the Boers were really a gentle people. They were very Christian, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but plus really into slavery. I don't, what?
And then that whole thing was also like just part of European colonialism in South Africa, which like is its own layer of stuff that gets kind of glossed over, I think. Definitely not all the time, but in the accounts that are sort of like, oh, these, they were simple farmers and they were just trying to make their living. It's like, well, colonialism and slavery, like there's a lot going on there.
They were defending their life from Britain, and really Britain was just doing a larger scale version of what they had done to the populations that already lived in those places.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's very problematic in that regard. It's interesting, this idea that Duquesne hated Britain so much he would do anything to hurt them.
Yeah, including siding with Nazis.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. There is, in that, one of those biographies I read that I mentioned, because there are two primary ones. One is that one, which was written in the 90s. The other is a biography that came out when Duquesne was still alive, before the Nazi involvement, so there's no real mention of it. But there is sort of like a, he didn't really seem to buy into the whole, like, pure-blooded Aryan race thing or any of that. He just wanted to hurt Britain. And it's like, yeah, but at what cost to, like, his humanity and morality? But that didn't ever seem to be a factor in any of the discussion or any of his decisions.
Right.
I mean, it comes up when his girlfriend calls a reporter and goes, I am Jewish and did not know he was collaborating with pro-Nazi groups. This is a problem. Clearly, he didn't see the conflict there.
Right, right. I think he's kind of a mess. I mean, that's a big, big understatement on my part. But like, there is, like, I enjoy reading about just the over the top grandiosity of his own invented backstory and his many, many escapes. Like, those are fun. But I'm also like, man, I don't like you as a human being.
Well, I think that is, I think we've stumbled upon what the real problem is, right? There's no morality driving it other than this one thing, which is that he hates Britain. And clearly, horrible things happened to his family at the hands of British soldiers.
Right.
And I don't want to negate that at all, but that completely, like, obliterated any other nuance of thought for him for the rest of his life, which is not really a particularly moral way to live, right? Mm-hmm. Like, vengeance isn't really a moral code. And it's a weird thing because that's the other flip, right? Is that everybody seemed to fall in love with him and just find him incredibly appealing.
Right, right.
I feel like kind of like we're lucky that his only plan was this vengeance thing, because he seems like the kind of person who, in that time, I don't think it would work today. If he had wanted to take on greater power, he probably could have.
Mm-hmm.
And then heaven only knows what would happen. I certainly wonder, and I'm sure many other people do, if there were always explosives in that giant iron case.
Yeah.
Like if he left New York potentially knowing he might need explosives, or if there actually was film and then he switched that out for explosives and claimed that he had lost the film, because the film still would have cost him something. So even if he had to jettison it to make room for a bomb, I can see why he wanted to go after the insurance money.
Right.
It's a weird combination, though, right? Of these sort of very grandiose plans, really going after a world power, and also always hustling to make a buck. And that, to me, is the fascinating juxtaposition as well for him, right? This is part of the puzzle of what makes him like a creature where you're just like, what even are you? How do you live your life? How does any of this function or work? Fritz Duquesne. So if anybody wants to write that screenplay, I'm happy to help, because I'm completely enthralled. Problematic though he is, I just find myself making the big eyes of like, I really wish I could travel back in time and talk to him for like a minute.
You're like, dude, what was your deal?
Fritz, are you okay? I know you're not, but yeah, I also am really, I mean, here's the thing. On some level, you have to admire that level of bravado,
mm-hmm.
right? That he can convince medical doctors that he has actual things wrong with him.
Right.
Is an achievement. But again, also, hey, you killed people with your horrible behavior.
Yeah. 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 And sided with Nazis. That's where I keep getting.
Oh, I'm even before that. I'm like the dude, the dudes on the Tennyson. And even like these stories of him like killing people as a kid.
Right, right.
In this, you know, conflict that is born inherently of racism. It is a weird thing to try to like unspool all of that and figure out how that person ended up in some of the other pockets of his life. Like, how does that strange, very sort of brutal beginning also end up the guy who is like the toast of New York society for his writing and his like turn of phrase, and then also later, you know, making films for a school board in South America? Like, there, that's a life. That's a resume for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're Fritz Duquesne'd out, probably.
Probably so, yeah.
I'll keep thinking about him because he's fascinating. If you would like to write to us, you can do so at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. You can also find us everywhere on social media as Missed in History. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is that you listen.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.